Today, Charleston, South Carolina is remembering 9 firefighters whose jobs required them to race into the flames. There was a fire at a furniture store in Charleston, South Carolina, and the 9 firefighters were killed as flames quickly engulfed the store and caused it to collapse. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The 9 men who were killed had more than 130 years of combined experience on the Charleston Fire Department, and their loss made Monday the most deadly day for American firefighters since 9/11. In this historic city, which claims the nation's oldest working firehouse, the tragedy hit especially hard. Mayor Joe Riley spent yesterday calling families of each of the victims, expressing his and the city's condolences.
It was like their worst fear had been realized. Just a crushed young wife. It was heartbreak.
At the fire scene, along a busy highway on the edge of town, investigators spent yesterday examining the rubble. The fire leveled the large strip mall-type building, a former Piggly Wiggly supermarket that now housed a furniture and mattress dealer called the Sofa Superstore. Witnesses say they first saw flames behind the showroom near a warehouse. Within minutes, both buildings were ablaze. By the time firefighter Brian Bolick arrived on the scene to assist, the roofs and some of the outside walls had tumbled into the still-burning structure.
I never thought I would ever see something like this in my career with this department. Never. Never.
What was it that signaled to you that you had a real problem here?
Just both roofs being collapsed. That's enough right there to do anybody in.
The victims were found in several different places inside the collapsed building. Bolick knew all of them, including 3 who worked at his station house. Colleagues who he says were like members of his family.
All 3 of those guys were my brothers that I slept 10 foot away from, 15 foot away from every third day. It's as close as you can get without actually being blood related to somebody.
Before dawn yesterday, Bolick joined dozens of firefighters standing in silent formation outside the wreckage as the bodies of the dead were carried out. Meanwhile, just outside the police barricades, Carol Harkin joined hundreds of onlookers. A former paramedic who knew 4 of the victims, Harkin says she refused to go home until she had a chance to pay her last respects.
When they brought the people out and the firemen formed like the 2 lines and they brought them through and did the salute, and it was just a solemn, sobering moment for everybody out here.
State and federal investigators still are trying to determine how the fire started, though Mayor Riley says there's no reason to suspect arson. It's also not clear how the 9 men became trapped. One possibility is that they were inside fighting a still moderate fire when a so-called flashover occurred, a condition where smoldering flames make the air so hot that a building suddenly bursts into an inferno. Charleston Fire Chief Rusty Thomas says when the structure collapsed, a total of about 15 firefighters were inside, perhaps searching for customers or store employees who they feared might be stranded.
We got an unconfirmed report right now, a 911 call that there was someone in the building. I'm not going to confirm that until I make sure through the reports that come in that someone was in the building. And I understand that our firefighters did rescue 1 person out of the building.
Thomas says his firefighters responded exactly as they were trained to do. He called the victims heroes and 9 of his best friends. Outside one Charleston fire station yesterday, a station where 5 of the victims worked, bouquets of flowers surrounded a simple memorial, a firefighter's helmet and jacket hanging from a flagpole, with an empty pair of boots resting on the ground below. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Charleston, South Carolina.